Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello. How's it going? I'm trying to turn up my volume because it's... I got a new computer and I don't know how to turn up the volume. Hold on one second. Oh, there we go. Oh, Anya Marina. Rocking in my ears. Anya is so freaking good. She's going on tour with me this summer, besties. As you know, I announced my tour. Maybe you don't know. I was supposed to talk about it yesterday. There's a lot of things I say I'm going to talk about and then we don't get to. I realize it later on in the day when I'm in the shower and my mom's wondering and I'm like, oh, wait, I didn't follow up on that thing. So classic Glaser unexpected cliffhangers all over the pod. And just bear with me on those. I'll get back to them. And if I don't, you can always DM the show on Instagram or, you know, be like, hey, you said you were going to follow up on this thing and you didn't. I have ADD and I lose my train of thought a lot. But what I was going to... Wait, what was I just going to say?
You were going to announce your
yes,
tour.
Yes, okay, the tour. Okay, because literally as I was saying that, I thought of four things that I wanted to follow up on and then I couldn't remember the first one. That is how my mind works. The tour, just announced it. I have so much going on. And that's not to be like... People don't... Usually my mindset when I have so much going on, I'll get to the tour in a second, don't worry, I won't forget, is to go... no one understands my life. Like there's only my assistant understands truly how much stuff I have to do. And I have to say, by the way, I have a new assistant. And yesterday, I think we were both giving each other, like, I was just telling her how impressed I am with her work so far because she's just killing it. And I'm very happy with her and impressed, you know, because it's not easy to take over someone's life and just do it very seamlessly. And she said, back to me, thank you so much. And she was like, I can't believe how much you do. Something like, what did she say? I want to read it because honestly, I just said that I was just going to say that I don't look for validation. Like I do so much, but I'm just about to tell you guys how much I do just so you all go, wow, Nikki, you do a lot. And Noah, you know how much I do, but I forget that it's a lot. And to me, I don't ever feel like it's enough. Like my big, the ironic thing is my biggest like insecurity is that I'm lazy. You know, that's my biggest like fear about myself is that I'm lazy. And she wrote to me. Oh, I said, thanks for killing it so far as my assistant. I'm really impressed. She said, yay, I'm so glad. I'm really enjoying it all. I'm impressed by you and how much you do. And that to me was just like, okay, I got a little confirmation that I do a lot from someone who I know knows what a lot is. Because when some people say it to me, my mom says it, I'm like, she's just impressed that I've ever done stand-up once or that I can like send 2 emails. Like that to my mom is like a lot. Even though my mom works very hard in her own way, so she can't really... When she gives me a compliment, I'm just like, yeah, it's hard work to you because it's just, you can't imagine, you know, replying to a text that has been sitting in your inbox. Parents with their text alerts, like you look at your parents' phone and my mom has 622 new text messages like in her eye, like that she just didn't see. And I'm like, oh, my mom doesn't not love me. My mom, because she didn't text back to that, you know, announcement that I don't know. I tell my parents pretty much everything, but and they always give me so many good accolades. But so when my mom doesn't write me back, that's not when I feel unloved sometimes. But that's just another thing of it. It's like my mom doesn't not love me when or like doesn't. It's not that she doesn't love me, and she doesn't. Sometimes I feel she doesn't love me enough, but that's not because she doesn't love me. And that's just my interpretation. Me being a little bit more emotionally needy than. Most people, and that's okay. That's who I am. And my mom is just trying her best, and she doesn't text back anyone. How do you have that many? But I have many unread emails, which people look at my emails, how many I have, thousands, 3,188 right now, unread emails. And I have a filter on my inbox that is already eliminating 80% of my emails. A lot of people get stuck in that filter, but it's called Sanebox. If anyone's looking for something to take over their email and get in there and like, just give you only the good stuff because you just can't unsubscribe from all this shit. Sanebox, I pay like $100+ a year. And like, I only get emails that are important. And the best part is that sometimes an important person emails you and it goes into like the, because it goes, we don't recognize this email. If it's a new email, it shoots it to your all mail. So I got to check that once a week. But sometimes you get a really important email from like a famous person that wants something or like is like wants to connect and you sit on that for a week because unintentionally, and then you're horrified because you're like, oh my God, this famous person wrote me. You write them back a week later. You've just got a week of looking cool for no reason or looking like you're fucking busy when really you would have done anything to get that. So it benefits me. And then when you miss one's email, you can literally be like, it went to junk. When people say that most of the time, they're lying. I do not lie, however. So that's a nice thing. I'm going on tour. July 30th, I think, is the first date. We kick it off in, I forget where. I think it's like San Antonio or somewhere that's a hilarious city to kick things off in. But it starts in July 30th. The list of shows is just alarmingly long. I think it's like 34 cities that I was able to count kind of haphazardly on the phone yesterday when I was talking to my agents. So many cities. You guys, I'm fucking pumped. I gotta be honest, in the past when I've gone on tour, like I've done one theater tour before. It was in 2020. I got through like 14 dates of it. And theaters are very different than clubs. I've been doing clubs my whole life. Clubs are fucking great. I miss clubs. You don't make as much money as clubs at clubs and you got to work harder. You know, at a club, you go in on a Thursday. You start out as a comic. You go in on like a Thursday and you do Thursday through Sunday. Then you get more famous and you only have to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then you get a little bit more famous, only Friday, Saturday. For me, I wasn't loving that as much later in my club career because I I like a routine. By the time I'm in Cleveland on the fifth night, I have like a place I like to eat. I like to go to the gym at this time. I have my little spots. I know my way around, little downtown. You go in and out of the city, you can't really get a feel if you're in for one night. But that's what this tour is. It's called One Night with Nikki Glaser. Sometimes I am doing two shows or two nights. So, you know, but it's really only, it's about what I wanted to encapsulate in that title. I was originally going to name it. What was the original name? It was funny. Coming for Myself. That was the original title, but it just felt too like me, myself. It's all about me. And I just didn't like, if I saw someone's poster that I'm like, I've seen that girl before. Like, this is what I was trying to target with the name. I've seen that girl before. I recognize her from some things. I can't even tell which. I think she was on a Wendy's commercial. Like, that's what they see when they go, if they can't really place me. And they're with a group of people and they're in a college town or something. And the poster is up on the fucking phone pole. And they're like, oh, wait, is that? And they go, coming for myself. Oh, it's like that's funny, I guess, because she's talking about coming, but wait a second. And then I have this picture where I'm like, me. It's just like, stand-up is already so self-serving. I don't want this to be one night about my, like, I don't want people to get that vibe, even though that's all I can say is my experience. I don't want to tell, someone recently said that my stand-up is like a big lecture, and I'm like, oh, that doesn't feel good. I don't want to tell people how to live. I'm telling you how I, things that have made my life better in the funny ways in which they have. Like, that's my new, this show is going to be like, you're going to feel better about yourself. It's going to open you to some ideas you hadn't thought of before, as you guys are already aware of because you listen to this podcast. So I'm begging the fans to come out, because you're going to hear things that I've brought up on here that only you and I have heard and talked about together, that you're going to see on stage, like, fully formed. Or you're going to see, like, I was there when that, I heard when that was the first said. So I think it'll be cool for you guys. I want to meet you. There'll be VIP tickets available, in which we'll find some way to hopefully touch and take a picture and talk about, I don't know, talk about you, because I'll talk about myself a lot. So it's called One Night with Nikki, because I wanted it to have my name. I love that I'm like, I was trying to get away from myself, and so I put my name in it. But it's not like the title's more like, I need people, I am a brand, so it is important to put your face and your name in everything. And I'm at the point where I'm really proud of what I am, who I am. I like who I am. And so I'm excited to be like, I'm Nikki Glaser. There's some things I've done in the past, like I was saying yesterday, that I'm ashamed of and I wouldn't like to be associated with anymore. But that's all a part of me entering into a business when I'm a child, and, you know, and figuring out and still feeling like a child. So the tour is so many cities. Let me just, we start out in San Antonio, Atlantic City, Edmonton, Monterey, California, Napa, Wisconsin, Florida, North Carolina, British Columbia, Washington, Manitoba, New York, Georgia, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, North Carolina, South Carolina, Wisconsin again, Ontario. I mean, I could keep going, you guys. There is literally 10 more cities. So go to NikkiGlaser.com/tour. Check out my site, NikkiGlaser.com, for all of those tickets. And the pre-sales started today. And you can use promo code ONENIGHT to get pre-sale tickets. And it's really important to me. If I know you're like, I can't commit to it now, I understand that. And but if you want to buy tickets, I they are expensive. I realize that they are a big ticket item, and I appreciate so much anyone who pays for to come see me. And I don't want to assume everyone can afford these prices, because they are theater prices. And I wish I could offer you some financial aid in that, but I don't have a infrastructure to get that going. But someday I hope to, because I want everyone to be able to afford to see me. But the good news is, you will, if you miss this show, I will be doing a special again in the next year that will be out in 2022, hopefully early, and then you will get to see it then. But if you do muster up the money to come see me, I'll promise you to make it worth your money. And, you know, as always, if you DM me and you're like, I can't afford to come or whatever, let me know and let me see what I can do for you, because I want to set into motion some kind of way that I can give people something and they don't have to pay for it. Because as always, I love Sam Harris. I talk about him a lot. I have no affiliation with him, but he offers his podcast is behind a paywall. He doesn't have advertisers. And his meditation app, Waking Up, which is the best way to start meditating if you're someone who's like, I could never meditate, but you're looking for something to really help you with your depression or your anxiety. I promise you, this meditation course is very gentle. It's called the Waking Up app. And he does it all. It's all you pay for. The app costs money, unless you don't have enough money. If you just write into the web address or like the email address at the end of his app thing, it's amazing that he does this. And you say anything, you just go, I want it for free, no questions asked. They will send you a code to give you the podcast, the full length podcast, for free. You can get 40 minutes of the pod every week for free, but the full length you can get for free. And the Waking Up app, which is like, I pay for all these things because I can, and the people paying support the people who can't, which I think is a lovely system that also my therapist used to use, and I ended up paying a lot of money. But I also, she was like, it supports the people that I let come to therapy for free. And I love acknowledging the luck and privilege that has led me to be able to afford things. So I hope to someday create a system where I can give back to people who can't. And that's why I always say, I like my message today, tip very well. It feels really good. If you can afford it, tip. And if you can't afford it, come see my show and I'll make it worth your while. It'll be a good thing to spend money on. There's going to be musical guests. There's going to be special guests. My parents might come along. It's going to be wild and fun and interactive. Let's get Andrew in here. He'll be there the whole damn time. One Night with Nikki, NikkiGlaser.com/tour for tickets. And here comes Andrew.
Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to Quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Andrew, welcome to the pod.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots.
What is that?
And Garth Brooks. I was just listening to it in the other room.
Yeah, what are you doing? What do you do? Like, sometimes you're just in your room. Hi, everyone. Andrew's here, and we're in our living room right now. Last night we were hanging out. If you want to see some of our like roomy interactions, I think we're going to start posting to our Instagram story a lot more. I think we should just like randomly. I just feel so safe talking to our fans and like showing them literally anything. I So I think we should just post a lot more. I'm going to at least try to.
I think I'm going to show the tail on my butthole to just the fans, the diehards.
That we should do a close friends for
my
our
butthole.
Yeah. We should do a close friends. Sorry, no, I wasn't seeing you. We should do a close friends for the Nikki Glaser pod. That's making it even more exclusive for people who want to see your butthole. But no, that we can't upload buttholes to Instagram. That even if it's private.
I don't know. I have enough hair. They won't know what it is.
We could just. It could be Google images of the Grand Canyon, aerial shots of the Grand Canyon. Is that what it looks like? That's what I always picture when you talk about your butthole. Because you told me someday it was like there's not a hole. It's just like a space.
Yeah,
was
like a. It's like it's very vast.
Like if the world, if a earthquake happened and like the ground split, like tremors, is that it? Seriously, will you draw it for me really quick?
Yeah,
like what you think your hole looks like.
And don't joke. It's not as rough as you would think. It's more
okay, I'm getting a
pen. I'm trying to think what it's like. It's not really like a Grand Canyon. It's like if you had like a sponge cake gone awry.
What?
Like a hole in a sponge cake, maybe?
Like you stuck your finger in a sponge cake. I just want to see. Draw to scale as well.
Okay. To scale?
Yeah, like we're going to put it on a scale and weigh it. How
okay,
much
so a normal butthole is probably like this, right?
No, a butthole is like this. Okay, hold on. A butthole. He drew a circle about like a little bit smaller than a dime, you guys. And I want to say that that's a gaping butthole, but the hole is always closed up unless, you know, it always looks like an asterisk.
You just drew tic-tac-toe.
Yes, I did. I drew an asterisk like a star, like C down below. And that's why your asshole is an asterisk, by the way. It's an end note. And it's up by your, it starts at your nipple. You just put a little asterisk by your nipple and it says C, so my asshole.
My butthole is like, and then there's like this, and then there's thing.
Literally, he drew.
And then I'll do some of these things that you did.
Okay, so around. Okay, so you guys, you know the part of the starfish that's like pink that girls bleach. So his has like little bumps around it that I'm guessing are hemorrhoids.
Yeah, they're hammies.
Right, those are the hammies. And then where were the fissures? And is your butthole different because you had anal fissures?
So I had a fissure surgery, so if you've ever had a fissure, it's a
I think
little
we talked about it.
It's a little tear in your butthole. And so what they do is
and
they
it's
rip
the worst
they
pain
rip,
known to man.
Cried.
Right?
I cried.
It's like the worst. It's one of the worst pains listed. Whenever I read Reddit things, it's like, what's the worst pain you've ever felt? Fissures is always up there.
I shit a pebble and it feels like literally a boulder of bees just
so
stinging
every time
my
shit,
asshole.
It would go through those open sores in your butt.
It was just one cut. Aww. A fissure is one cut, or maybe it's multiple. So what they do, which is wild, which doesn't make any sense to me, they rip your butthole. So then it relieves your sphincter because what's happening is your butt is
spasming. You're so tense. Yeah, because it's constantly in pain.
Spasming.
Well, spasming is when I was on the treadmill at that gym and my friend said, "You're still a spaz." That girl from high school. Yeah.
I think she was just referring to that you're like my asshole.
Yes, because I was like your asshole. It like presses in the buttons too fast. 7 miles per hour. 3 incline.
But for some reason, like we talk about dicks, we talk about pussies all the time. It's so accepted. But when you start talking about the asshole, people are like, whoa, not the butthole. Like I feel like the butthole for some reason.
Yeah.
Because women get hemorrhoids all the time after birth, get childbirth.
And we do know we're saying hemorrhoids, by the way. We do know that it's hemorrhoids. It's a way, like, yeah, right. It's a jokey way to say it. So don't write it and be like, you guys were saying hemorrhoids. Yeah, women get them too. And I think that it's really
turkey
good to talk about
boy.
The butthole. I was talking about shaving my asshole hair pretty early on in my career. And I feel like it was the first one. I was the first one to talk about shaving my asshole and then regretting it and feeling like, I believe I said, then the hair grows back right away and it feels like two really like scruffy bearded dudes making out by your asshole. And I don't want that gay shit going on by my asshole. Oh, I go, and then you got to put a wet paper towel between them because I don't want that happening down there. I don't like, my asshole's a homophobe. And I was like, ironically, my asshole doesn't like gay shit. Like I made my asshole this like homophobe that's like dudes kissing because that's what it feels like. Your ass cheeks rub together and it's two guys with like, you know.
It's like Mr. Miyagi's hands. What? But if there were hair.
No, there's hair. It's
no,
like,
I know. Yeah,
but now I shave my asshole just every day. Like I just, it's the easiest swipe. You just go and it does grow back, but it doesn't hurt as bad anymore. I used to get such bad razor burn back there. Oh,
I don't want to see my, like girls do it because I guess doggy style they want.
No, we just don't want hair back there. So you guys don't say, oh, I fucked this girl with a hairy asshole. It's you guys.
But
it's more that.
I agree. But as
also
a guy.
Also to prevent toilet paper getting caught in
what?
There.
Oh, really? Because hair, it gets hot in the hair more?
Yeah. So you don't get those little balls.
I think sometimes my asshole, like, I will put my finger up just to, like, get in there, just, like, get whatever's maybe in there. Like, I go a little hard, and it will grab the toilet paper, and it has, like, it almost looks like my asshole is a toilet paper dispenser because a little part rips off. It's, like, and it's the same kind of, like, way a toilet paper, no, or a tissue paper is what I meant. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tissue paper, like, comes out. Yeah. So it looks like my asshole is a tissue paper dispenser.
Well, it's nice to know if the pandemic hits hard again, we can always have paper.
Wet wipe dispenser, yeah.
It's nice to know you got some buildup over there.
No, assholes, I was reading last night on Reddit, you guys. There was this Reddit that was, what's the people who work in porn, what's the darkest thing you've seen or the dark side of it? And it actually made me realize I probably have a porn, bordering on addiction, porn habit that is like just, you know, I have to face the facts that, like, I shouldn't be watching the things I'm watching, and I'm not watching anything that's illegal. Obviously, it's all kink.com and Blacked Raw, which everyone thought I said Black Draw.
Because a lot of listeners thought,
a lot of besties. Well, I did, because it's like Yanny and Laurel. I did say Black
Draw. That's what someone said is the new
Yanny. Because Black Raw and Black Draw are the same sound exactly in your mouth. It's like Michael Caine when you say my cocaine, you say his name
or
in
alligator
his
juice.
What's that?
I love you.
No, that's your mouth. Olive juice. It's olive juice.
No, but there is like, watch, look at me.
It looks like you're saying alligator juice because I know you're saying that, so I can't see anything else.
I love alligator.
It's olive juice, right? Noah, don't you know that I love you, the mouth is olive juice?
I know it as elephant shoes.
What? What's going on out here? You got alligators. You got elephants because you,
Olive makes the most sense phonetically, like, or by how many
syllables. I want to hear what other people thought I love you was mouth. Is it alligator juice, elephant shoes, or olive juice? I also know that 143 is I love you on like the code that used to be like the pager code.
Yes.
And now I think there was something recently you sent me, Noah, that the code for it was 143. And I was like, I love you too, right? Didn't I say that about you?
Yes.
And I was hoping that you got it, and you did.
Wait, so can we go back to the darkest thing the people see in porn?
Yeah, I want to say, and a big thing was anal prolapse. Like they've seen girl. I mean, there were tons of stories, and I hope that people maybe go look at that. I think it was in the subreddit Ask Reddit, like darkest thing you've seen in porn. It was from it was very popular last night. So that was on Tuesday night. So if you want to go back and find it, but it had a lot of harrowing stories. I learned about a girl named Cody Lane, Cody Lane, who did a anonymous AMA, Ask Me Anything, about porn, and revealed that she was raped in a video. And I found that video
└└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
now dead. She died in a drunk driving accident. This girl was raped by her stepfather when she was 8, got into porn, ended up doing the shoot where it was a gangbang, and she didn't want to do it. Her boyfriend kind of manipulated her into it, and then it turned into just like the whole time she was just being raped. And that's my problem, is I watch a lot of gangbangs, and sometimes that's why I like Blacked Raw, is because the girl is always very excited and the guys are very kind. But these other gangbangs, sometimes, man, like, you're like, I know this girl said in the interview before that she's playing a part and she wanted to do a fantasy of her being like, you know, hardcore gangbanged is the name of them. And I avoid them because they're just too, they make me think the story of Cody Lane. So rest in peace, Cody Lane. Thank you for sharing your story of the porn industry. But a side that's also sad in a different way is just these girls do so much anal porn that they prolapse. And that's a thing that can happen. And they've had medics on set just push it back in and just use a different hole just so they can get through the shoot because it's almost over. Because I watch a lot of porn happening in that area, like a lot of it. That's kind of like one of the main things I'm into. And I like anal sex. I've said it before. I talked about it. It feels good. It's dirty. It's like so taboo. There's so many good things about it psychologically and both physically for me. Not everyone. I kind of like the pain aspect of it maybe a little bit. But the thing is, these girls, sometimes I'm watching them and they are getting so, like, it's so much that there can't be, there has to be a medical repercussion to this. I get fucking yeast, I don't get yeast infections, but I feel like soggy and kind of like beat up sometimes after I use a vibrator too much.
Well, this girl in my high school, I remember she was, you know, those, what do they call them? Christian virgins where they've only get anal sex.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But, you know, you got to.
I kind you gotta of save I the actually room for think Jesus. It's better than letting a guy into your pussy too soon. I know that's crazy, but
no,
I just
it's not crazy.
Just but this don't girl, give him
her,
your vagina.
Her sphincter broke, and she had a trail of poop like into and like she just a
is
virgin
this true?
Deal. Yes, it was like Hansel and Gretel. But
why did you know this? Oh yeah, so she could they could
yeah,
find
the guy,
him.
Yeah, they found. Yeah.
Okay, so what happened here?
She just had
and how
sex.
Did you find out about this?
This guy, the guy told us
exactly. So I don't think that this happened.
Well, what do you mean? What did I have to like see her actual butthole pooping?
Like, no, I just feel like a guy saying that I think this girl just shit on a guy during anal sex, and that's what happens.
No, she had a trail. Sometimes. She had to get surgery.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe then I believe it. All right, let's get to the news. But you know, you gotta source this stuff out because a lot of girls get the oh, she's a whore.
Look, I'm jealous. I was jealous.
April Macy in the movie Hysterical. Hold on, I'll get to why you're jealous in a second. In the movie Hysterical, that you guys should all watch the documentary about female comics, April Macy got, she was so beautiful and so desired by all the guys that the girls were jealous. And they spread a rumor that she shit on a couch during sex. And she was like a virgin. I'm one of these girls too. I was being accused of being a whore and blowing people for stage time and fucking older comics for stage time before I'd even had sex. So like, you got to check the sources of these stories about girls being whatever they are. And if your bro Brad said it happened, I fucking believe it. I just want to see the asterisks, the cliffs, the what is it called, the bibliography.
We were calling him I'm not gonna say I'll call him Brad because it actually works here, but there was a chant after we all found out that they were doing anal sex called Backside Brad.
Wait, his name was really Brad?
No, but it was
yeah,
it started with a B.
Backside,
so it worked. And so
Brian.
The whole school was going Backside Brian.
Oh my God.
And the girl I would feel terrible for. But
I really,
you know,
we
at least
need to look her up
laid.
And see how she's doing. We should look her up on Facebook and report to people. Let's get to the news.
You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Oh man. It's Wednesday, folks. And boy, I hope you're having a great time. I know it's hump day out there. And some people say hump day is the best day. You know why? Because you're humping. Okay, so have a great time out there. Everyone have fun and all the swells. Okay, first story. Boy, this is a good one. Oh, by the way, people said they heard me say an F. You said you didn't hear an F?
Oh.
People are coming out
okay.
big saying that they
well,
heard an F.
Will someone please send me the audio of the first one that he said and let me be wrong, but I'm not going to go look it up. But I definitely could have been wrong. So send me that audio on Instagram, please. Or you could even call into our show now and leave a voicemail that
what?
We might play
yes.
on the show. Yes. Noah, can you tell people, our listeners, our besties, how they can we can maybe hear their voices and play their voicemails?
Okay, I made it super easy. The link is on the Nikki Glaser Pod Instagram. So you just go there, you click link in bio, takes you to the website. You could do it on your phone. You could do it through your web browser, through your
love
computer
it.
Mic, and you can leave us a 90-second voicemail.
Okay, so go to Nikki Glaser Pod, request a friendship from us. We'll grant it. And then you get that link and you read it, leave us a voicemail. Anytime we kind of ask for your, anything you want to tell us, really, anything.
This girl actually left a very funny video in our messages. She said she was looking for tickets for your show. She typed in Nikki Glaser and pegging came up.
Yes.
And she was at work.
Oh,
and
no.
So pegging came up on her work when she was looking for tickets to your show. So shout out to her.
Listen,
hopefully she'll get fired.
OneNightWithNikki.com/tour is where you'll find all my pegging videos. I did do a pegging class with Tom Segura and Christina Pazitsky for my show Not Safe with Nikki Glaser. Have you ever seen that?
That's probably why it came up.
Have you
up.
Seen that before?
Yeah, I believe I have.
Yeah, you got to watch that. Okay, anyway, okay. Let's hear the news.
Yeah, long circle here. First story, baby. Fresh calculations tell us that humans are capable of maintaining anywhere between 2 to 520 friendships.
Wow, that's a lot more than I remember hearing.
So the Dunbar, there's a thing called the Dunbar number that mm-hmm. said that people can only actually have 150 friends. Like,
and that was
their
the
brain
number
is
forever.
Only-
right, oh. Noah? Like that was the number and
yep.
now they bumped it up. Is this
yep.
that's the story, correct?
Yeah.
I just read the headline and I was able to deduce that Andrew read the whole thing and didn't get there, but that's fine. He's our news guy. So the old number used to be 100, right? And now it's up to 500. Is that what I'm hearing?
520 from 150.
That's crazy, dude. That's a lot more. And I wonder if that's because of social media or have we have our brains advanced to be able to carry that many faces in our head? How many friends do you have? Like, how many people, let me just say, okay. If you were getting married and you had your ideal and you had all the time in the world to talk to everyone, see everyone, get everyone you care enough about seeing you get married on an island, how many people are you thinking that that's going to be? And we're not talking plus ones. We're talking those people individually.
Yeah, I'm thinking, honestly, like 30 tops.
Really?
Well, are we including family or just friends?
I mean, if you're, yeah, I guess
friends?
Wedding
friends?
Is for
friends. I got like 7 or 8 from high school. I got like 7 or 8 from college and 7 or 8
dude,
for after.
I gotta say, you're wrong. Like, you have, so what about Ari? What about Blair?
Yeah,
what about
I said Rosebud? 7 or 8. What about, what? No, Rosebud or Blair don't cut it.
They wouldn't go,
no.
But they're your friends. You would count them as friends. If so, if that
they're
name
my friends,
came up.
But they're not coming to the wedding.
Okay, so Ari's maybe that's, barely a, I didn't coming. Know you were so weird and particular about your wedding. I went, like, I gave you, okay, so let's say you're having, there's a music festival where it's in honor of you and you want everyone in your life that you care enough about, like a friend, and that you'd want to spend time with. And I'm saying this because sometimes weddings, you want to keep them small because you want to be able to spend more quality time. If you had infinite time to see everyone, how many people would be there? Of people you go, that's my friend. And I'm talking about like people, like, okay, here's another example. Myers Leonard, is he your friend?
He's friendly.
Would you say Myers is my friend to someone else? If you
sure.
So that counts as a friend. Noah, wouldn't you say that's a friend? Someone you call a friend in conversation?
But here,
this is tricky because acquaintance or friend?
Exactly. Like, where's the bar?
Or best
friend? I think
friend.
That's what we're.
That's what I'm saying. I got 7 or 8. I would say I have up to 15 best friends, and then I'm gonna say above that there's like 5 of like the main crew, but like. Probably 15 best friends. And then my dog is growling because we have a maid here. And then my maid comes right under them. And then below that is no one But I would say friends-wise, people I say are my friend. We are going for everyone from David Spade to Todd Berry to the waitresses at the Cellar to who I can't remember their names, so they probably can't be friends. No, of course I remember their names. Can't think of one right now. Can't contradict for the life of me. Linda.
Your best friend, Linda.
Sarah. One has the best, Angelica. Liz, I would think I probably have 1,000 friends. So I don't know what this study qualifies.
Is people go, oh, how can you live in this city? How can you, dude, you get like, when the older you get like, it keeps going lower and lower. I need 4 friends in my life in any city.
How could you live in a city? Like, people are saying that about St. Louis. How could you live in St. Louis?
Yeah, I need 4 friends.
Well, that's the thing. People in New York and LA, if you literally look at your life, you go to 2 restaurants.
Yes.
Or like maybe 4 restaurants. You go, right? Think about it. Anyone living in those big cities, the places you frequent. Come here, Luigi. You go to 4 restaurants. Really think about this. And I know maybe you're like, no, I like to explore new places. Well, you can do that in any city too. And maybe you do deserve to be in LA then. But most people have a handful of friends they see. When you leave town, when you move out of LA or New York and you're having like a going away, you realize that these people that come to see you off, you haven't seen for years and you've lived in the same city.
And they're just using it for networking anyways.
None of this matters. You can just fly anywhere. But yes.
Well, I think it's definitely an internet thing. The idea that these people are your friends. That's why I said 30, because that's really how I feel.
Though. I have friends that are fans that I've made. I have Matt. I have Ashley. I have Charlie. I have 3 Frans that started as
Frans.
That's what I call them. Fan friends.
Okay.
And I met them as fans, and I met them so early where I was very approachable and desperate for like someone like, and they would bring me gifts to shows. I mean, these are people that discovered me in like Last Comic Standing season 4. And the other day I thought it was a fan DMing me a story about dating a woman for the first time. She's a girl. And I was like, cool, thanks, girl. I'm so excited. And I responded like she was just a random fan that I've kind of sometimes just DM with fans and we have a long thing going, but I don't know our history. And then I go, oh shit, I thought you were just a fan, but you are. Like, you're my fan, Ashley, that I have a rapport with. And that was, so she's my friend, I realized. Like,
yeah, I know. But like, look at my parents' generation. My dad had his second wedding, right? His best man, we met one time in our life. Like, my parents did not
parents
have friends.
Not
my
have
mom
friends.
Had 3 girlfriends. She had Sue and 2 other ladies.
I wanted to start an app for parents of millennials to find friends, because so many parents, my parents are so cool and they have a really hard time finding cool people to hang out with. And it's just because, where do people meet? You know, my mom plays tennis. My mom goes to Goodwill, but she every day and like looks for stuff and she works, but she's always like competitive with other women at Goodwill. I'm like, be friends with them. You guys have something in common. Parents need friends. Next story.
All right. I kind of did this one selfishly because I feel like we,
there's certain things we can do that would probably take 5 minutes that could really help our lives that we don't do.
I love this story so much. Thank you for choosing it. Let's do it. And I think listeners will really love it too.
So there are 38 Mac keyboard shortcuts that supercharge your workflow if you know them.
Let's hear some of them because I hope I know them, but I'm so excited to learn something new that I'm like, what? You can do that?
Here's a few examples. So Command plus Spacebar will open up the search bar.
Okay, that's cool. My search bar is already always open, so that's not really that much, but that's good to know.
Command plus the grave accent, which is right about...
Oh, it opens up Spotlight search, so you can search your entire computer with the command space, just so everyone knows. That is very helpful. Sorry, what was the next one?
Command grave accent, which is right...
Grave accent.
Yo.
Accent grave. No, it's that.
I thought it was grave too.
No, I think it's grave. That's, I was just saying that as that's how it's said in French. Okay, so command grave, accent grave.
It will toggle through open app windows.
Okay, I don't. Which one's the? Let me see. Make sure I'm doing it right.
It's the one above the tab.
Command above the tab. Let's see.
I like this one.
Yeah, okay, I'm not on I'm on Zoom with only one window, so I can't really see.
The one that helps me the most, and most people probably know it, is Command-C, Command-V, which is copy-paste.
Yes.
Which has really helped my life a little bit, especially.
Oh my God, it's the best.
Yeah,
And Command-X
to
cut.
What does
that do? That cuts, do you know what cutting is versus copying and pasting, and then what cut is?
Kind of.
Okay, so if you don't know, when you highlight a word or a sentence and you want to copy it, you could also do a cut because you want to put it somewhere else. If you want that thing that you're copying to be left where it is, then, and you also want it to be in the new place you're going to put it, then don't worry about cut. But if you want that to be removed from that chunk and put somewhere else, cut. Now this gets you, this has ruined my life because I've been on documents with roast jokes where I cut because I want to move it somewhere else. And then someone comes in the room and goes, Nikki, what do you want for lunch from blah, 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 we're ordering. And I get distracted. And then I go back and I go, where was I? Not realizing that it is in the air, ready to be pasted, and you wouldn't put it back. And that is how I did not end up telling one of my best roast jokes.
Which happened minutes
before I went on. It was the one, I told it on Stern, but I literally, you can see I am distractedly sad the entire roast because I realized during Jeff Ross's set that I forgot to tell this joke because he mentions Alec Baldwin's podcast. I was supposed to say Alec Baldwin. So it was Alec Baldwin was there, Caitlyn Jenner. Go Alec Baldwin. I'm going to do it as Sarah Silverman. Alec Baldwin has a podcast. Alec, I love your podcast. It's called Here's the Thing, which is also how Alec introduced me to Caitlyn backstage.
Yes.
I thought that was weird, but that's okay.
Cut to Larry David going, man, that Nikki Glaser is great.
Oh my God. Yeah, you overheard him say that.
No, who was?
Radu.
Yeah.
Was in the bathroom during one of the commercial breaks, and Larry David was in there during the roast, and it was right after I had gone. I think it was the first commercial break. And he talked to Larry David at the urinal and...
No, he heard Larry David talking to another guy at the urinal.
Yes.
And Larry David was singing your praises.
Yeah, and he said, wow, she says stuff that you go, you don't want to laugh, but you just can't help it. Or something like that. And I was just like, ah! But I was almost sad that he said you don't want to laugh. I'm like, Larry, you're a comedian. Of course you want to laugh.
And that's like your whole MO. Like your whole show is you say the wrong things.
Yeah, but I'm saying the wrong things almost on purpose. But I'm presenting them in a way that's like, I'm just casually saying this thing that's really...
Command plus Y opens your browsing history, which I don't know if we want to
That's not... No one wants that. What's the way to not ever do that?
Backside Brad
how do you
is in there.
How do you pluck Y off your computer? I'm like just gouging both of those keys off. I'm like, we're done with the segment. Next news story. I don't want to relive what
Command A doing anal with your ex-boyfriend.
I was just talking to you about how I want to be more accountable about my porn. Like I like to talk about porn a lot because I feel it is a problem I'm having that I'm dependent on it. And I was telling you that the only way that I am able to like conquer things in my life that I'm ashamed of or that I see as problems or is if I'm honest about it. So a lot of people are like, probably like, we don't want to hear about your porn certs anymore. Stop telling us it's not like cool. I'm just saying that sometimes I talk about it because I need someone else to be accountable because it's just me and my keyboard and I need someone else in on it, you guys.
Well this is the thing. Like, so Nikki said,
sometimes, like, if she's like embarrassed about maybe one of your addictions, you'll hide it from me. But then you're like, no, I should just show what I'm doing. So next time you're masturbating to porn, mm-hmm. do it in the living room.
Yeah.
I'll watch.
I was just saying that about pot. I'm like, that's why I don't like to smoke pot in my room, even if I want to, because it's me doing it alone and it feels secretive and yes. naughty and like something I could take advantage of. Or eating in my room, like eating something gross. Like last night I was eating on the couch, something really disgusting. And I realized if Andrew walked out and saw me, I would be embarrassed. And just the thought that I would be embarrassed in front of Andrew makes me realize that's a thing you're probably doing something not good to yourself, Nikki. So I took my couch snack and I sat at a goddamn table like a human being. And I was able to still overeat a snack, but eat it in a way that wasn't gluttonous and like, oh, I'm ashamed. So yeah, I'll let you watch the next time I mean, masturbate for 2 hours.
Indulging in like oatmeal is kind of similar. Like I would feel the same effect of seeing you like kidding yourself with a vibrator. Like it's kind of like me.
The food can be very like, sexual.
Like slurping is very sexual.
Oh my God.
Like,
listening to someone eat is sexual.
I ate pudding with no spoon in the dark. And it was the most sexual thing I've ever done.
Emmy Blotnick has a joke about eating it with that, like out of the cup.
Oh really?
And then it's like cunnilingus. Like you're like just going down on a pudding cup. I'm sorry. I know when I heard that joke too, I was like, why didn't I think of that? I felt the same way. Because you literally thought of it. I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. Well,
why do I care? Why do I care?
I don't care about anything right now.
Control Y. Control Y should be a new thing we say when we would just want to delete what we just said, even though it's pulling up your history. All right. Say Control Y. That's like a new thing. I want to try to remember to say.
I feel like you're
going to
care about this story.
Why do I care about this story?
If I know you well, Matt Taylor James Swift. And okay. Rachel Kirkconnell.
Oh yeah, Matt James and
are spotted together in New York City, and he confirms they are pursuing a relationship.
Yes,
again.
Matt James, The Bachelor. If you didn't know, who is a guy that I slid into his DMs just to say how much I appreciated his meeting with his dad. I thought it was very cute, but it was also a way to be like, hey, Matt James, I'm here. If you don't end up with anyone, and he didn't end up with anyone because Rachel Kirkconnell was spotted at a party in college, a plantation themed party that was very racist, a lot of racist themes, all about the Confederacy. She didn't know. Matt James did select her before those images came out. When they came out, he decided that he needed to step away from the relationship so she could do some work on herself. She amazingly appeared on The Bachelor after the rose ceremony, after all this had come out, and really was doing the work. Like when people talk about like doing, learning about what systemic racism is, why you didn't notice it when you went to this party. She actually was like putting, like, I was like, I want to sign up for this bitch's course. Like, will you make this into a thing I could buy? Because if there is, and he even said, I can't, and even then when she had done the work for like a while and was on her way to doing the work, he still was like, I'm not ready. I think he was ready, but I think he needed to say that to just like, and maybe he wasn't, I don't know, but now they're back together and I'm so happy for them because they really were in love. And I love that she did the work and realized like, yeah, I didn't know it was a plantation theme party. I didn't think it was racist at the time. But I'm going to explore why that is a very hurtful thing that I did to some people and to many people. And
I think it just shows like
sweet. And there's this paparazzi
chance.
Shot of them. I just want someone to do that to me in a paparazzi shot. This is all I want. Noah's showing us a picture. He is in a hoodie and they are walking into a place together and he has his arm around her and it looks so sweet and nurturing. Can some guy just please nurturingly hold me as I walk into a Starbucks and have the pops? I'll have the pops show up across the street. I'll call them. I got their numbers from when I did Dancing with the Star. And they can snap us doing this.
You would think she'd be wearing a white hood.
Oh my God, Andrew. That was so good. That was so fucking good. You guys, I wish I would have said white hoodie. I didn't say that. And I didn't say it because it felt like almost racist, like subconsciously.
Well,
I didn't say it.
I do. No, but honestly, with this story.
It's also like kind of gray, but that's hilarious. He is in a white hood. And like, Andrew, that was really funny.
Thank you. I do feel like this does show like second chances and forgiveness when done right should get rewarded and things and it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking good thing.
And she proved that she's worthy of his love and he proved that he's worthy of her love because he put his foot down and said, I'm not going to just get back together with you until I see the work. And she was like, I understand that I need to do the work in order to be with you. And so they both had to make sacrifices to end up being in a place
in college,
where they feel good together. I love it.
In college, there was this thing called KA.
Slide in if you break up.
Kappa Alpha, maybe? KA. They were a Southern fraternity. And they would do this thing where they have to like storm the hill.
and it was like recreating.
Yeah, people just don't know what they're doing.
But you don't, I never connect. Like, I watched it happen. I didn't partake in it. I'm not saying, but I never connected it with like racism. I just connected it with like these people doing dumb shit.
We did it because we're stupid. We don't know the history behind it. And I would say that some black people probably don't even know the history behind it of why it's, but once you learn, both sides are able to process it in a way that we go, okay, I don't want to do that anymore. Like, cancel culture is dangerous. I do think there should be consequences to this stuff and people should be held accountable. But if they apologize and they work on themselves, I believe in forgiving literally anyone. I don't think that means that some, you know, I could forgive like anyone. The reason people I think should be locked up is just so that they don't hurt others. But if someone is not hurting others and truly apologizes, I think I could forgive anyone.
And I guess like at the end of what I almost said at the end of the day, but like, we're not saying that we can forgive someone for being racist. Like, I think that's like where
has done the work, I can forgive.
No. But I'm saying it's not what people say is it's not for us to forgive because we're white, that it's for, that's what you see a lot, at least on.
Right. Well, I can only say my experience. Yes. Glazer to forgive, I can. And I acknowledge that maybe it takes more and isn't capable for other person because everyone has their own experience. So these things of like, you need to feel the way I feel. It's just like, and I'm saying that about anything.
Yeah.
No one does because no one's you. You have your own experience and it's hard to remember that.
Can I be honest? Because
I want everyone to think the way I think. It's hard.
I can't forgive you for speaking in the third person.
No, I wouldn't forgive that either. And Nikki Glaser doesn't forgive anyone
don't
who
do it
calls
again.
Nikki Glaser no. out on speaking about Nikki Glaser if she's Nikki Glaser. Let's get to finish my sentence where
Andrew Collin can't forgive that.
This is our tried and true segment on the show where Andrew and I pull up some deep-seated resentments for each other and project it subconsciously or maybe consciously through each other's own finishing of each other's sentence. So we get a prompt. I complete the sentence as I think Andrew would. Then Noah also takes a stab at how Andrew, if he said it, would complete it. And then we do it for me. And then we each find out what we, if we were right. Let's see how well we know each other.
And then it ruins our weekend.
And then it ruins our weekend and makes a weird vibe for the rest of the day. But it's worth it for the entertainment. Let's get into it. Noah, what is today's finish my sentence prompt?
Okay. Today's prompt is I am scared to death of.
Okay. So for me, this connotates like not an existential crisis because scared to death kind of is like, oh, like that's like, this is almost like phobias, but it's open to interpretation. So
it sounds like it's not.
For me, it is, and that's how I'm interpreting it.
Like it's open to that interpretation.
But if you've already thought about mine, but that's how I'm going to read it for you, I think. Okay. Or I could do both. But like day to day, okay, can I go
you
first?
You go first, and then I can
Andrew first. Okay. Hi, I'm Andrew Collin. Hi, I'm Nikki Glaser speaking as Andrew Collin. And branding. Got to say your name a bunch. Nikki Glaser.
Andrew Collin.
Put your Nikki Glaser to the moon. Listen to that Bruno Mars song. It does say my name in it. I'm Andrew Collin, and I'm scared to death of dying. I am scared to death of dying from any way in which you could die. I am also scared to death that I am also scared to death of looking like a pussy. I am also scared to death.
I think we should just have one.
Noah?
I think we should just have one.
No, I want to cover. I want to keep going.
What is he doing my whole list?
Death and looking like a pussy. And especially dying from a way in which is like, you're such a bitch. You got that.
What's that? How do you die looking like a bitch?
Like when you like drop a contact lens and you bend over and hit your like head on the corner of the counter. Something like just an embarrassing way to die.
Oh, but I would think like a bitch would be like my last word. Just like, oh, I don't want to die.
No, that's probably in a really gnarly way, like a mass shooting.
No, that's but I'm saying bitch. Like cancer, like the last couple of days, I'm like, I don't want
to
die.
No, I think you'll accept it. You'll be fine.
Cool.
I think, yeah, I think you, yeah, I mean, you will die someday. First of all, death is the way we could end all of these and be right because every fear traces to a fear of death.
For sure. Like my grandma was so afraid of dying. She'd always go, oh, my bladder. And she'd always go to doctor's appointments. And it's in my family to be a hypochondriac. I'm Jewish. It's just, it's deep rooted. You're going to die. Like, yes. I learned a lot from her experience because she was so afraid of dying. Yeah, she's dead.
Oh.
But she was so afraid of dying. She spent so much time in fear of this thing.
I know you have one grandma left.
Yeah, Grandma Shirley, she turned 100.
Yeah, you can't, the Jeff Tweedy song that I love is...
My Grandma's Dead?
Yeah, no, it says, I listened to an AMA, Ask Me Anything, for Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and they said, what's your favorite lyric you've ever written? And...
While you're looking for it, my favorite thing that someone told me that had me be okay with death...
Whoa,
is,
yeah.
Is... one, don't be a pussy. And then the other one was, do you remember being born? Number
right.
one.
Or
do you remember what happened in 1850? No, you don't? Okay. Then
yeah, it's the same side.
Not, yeah.
So Tweedy, lyrics. I'm so sorry. I just want to get it right because it's my favorite.
I wish there was a command button to find it faster.
Command Y, find. Okay. Okay. It's don't forget. We all think about dying. Don't let it kill you. We all think about dying. Don't let it kill you. Mm. And that is good. Like, don't live your life worrying about dying.
I definitely, 'cause
that'll kill you, the stress.
Here's the thing. At this point in my life, I do feel like I've accomplished somewhat of enough where I think a lot of it has to do with when you die before you accomplish anything you wanted to set out for your life. That's when it starts to get fearful, mm-hmm. right? So then when you know, I've helped a lot of people laugh. You know, I think I've become a better person. Like, I stopped drinking. So, like, I feel a little bit more acceptance with my death because I feel like, okay, I did okay here.
You put some good in the world.
I put some good in the world.
Yeah, you have a legacy.
But
I agree.
I think when you die at, like, 22 and you're just, like, fucking, you know, doing ecstasy and you're just a piece of shit, it's kind of scary because you're like, I didn't do anything and now I'm just dead.
Oh, I'm not scared about doing something. I'm scared about, oh, my God, no! And then that dying. Like, I'm scared of that moment of terror right before I die.
Wait, don't answer for Andrew.
What did you think? That Andrew was going to say.
Okay, I was going to say, like, as a joke, that going one day on Instagram without getting a new follower.
I lose a lot of followers, Noah.
Yeah, the fact that you know you lose is weird.
It's because I go from 39.8 to 39.7 almost every other day.
Oh.
But
all right, let's get you over 40. You guys, come on. I mean, you are over 40. You're 41, but with Instagram followers, let's at least match his age by the end of today. So go follow Andrew Collin if you already aren't. Andrew T. Collin. He is verified and has a blue check mark. Okay.
Now, Andrew, do Nikki's.
Andrew, do me.
It's interesting. I thought one of you were going to say lizards, but I think Nikki is scared of death.
Oh, lizards. Yeah, I forgot you're scared of lizards. That was such a weird thing to discover about you. Go on.
There's a couple things that she's scared to death of. Like, are we doing like, okay, you're scared to death of driving in a car, but you've gotten way better at this.
Yeah.
1,000 times being in Cayman. So I don't even know if it's a fear. It was a fear until
it's
driving
funny that
in
these
a car.
Phobias flare up when I'm in a bad headspace. And when I'm happy, I didn't worry about my hair falling out in Cayman. I haven't thought about my hair in forever. And that used to be a constant chronic fear. And the highways, no fear.
So she's afraid of single highway, like roads,
two lane highways. Only separated by one strip and like that are facing each other. And like, I'm scared of oncoming collisions for drunk drivers or texters.
I mean, it happens like there's
all
a,
the time.
There's
a place, it's very, the margin of error is too small.
Route 60 in Florida, it happens all the time. Because even if you go off the road, you're in a ditch.
Yep.
So it's like either a ditch or
you realize you're going off the road and you overcompensate, and then that's when you flip. I mean, it's just so scary. So the rational fears, I'm right for those. But what's my existential one? I want to know.
I think being seen as dirty in a way, like not like actual, like I posted and I get it, but I felt like you really flipped out when I posted the couch on Nikki Glaser Pod. You're like, I haven't set it up. And I felt like you say things about your mom, like how she has to clean the place up.
Yeah.
Because she's so afraid of how people will see her.
Yeah.
I feel like you have a little of those tendencies
in
you.
That wasn't about that. That was because I have to tag all these furniture companies.
Yes.
And I don't want them seeing that before I present it in a way, because these people have given me furniture. I need to present it beautifully. And I just want to pay attention to detail. I didn't even see the picture. I didn't even look at it. I just saw the living room. And I was like, I don't want that out there. Like and my living space, I want to just keep some things private. I don't mind people seeing certain angles, but like being presented, like this is my house. It just feels intrusive. I just didn't like it. But I do agree that my biggest fear is being thought of as like dirty and like, unlovable pretty much.
Yeah, you're so like, you know, whatever the irony of being completely open about so many things in
your
life.
And I'll tell you how dirty I am. I just don't want you to like actually see it. And there's people far dirtier than I am. I love watching Summer House because Hannah Berner is dirty.
Sierra is bad.
Sierra,
she didn't know there was a camera.
My two faves are dirty as fuck. And Sierra's room is a mess. So I'm accepting about it more about myself, but yeah, But it all comes, I would say my biggest fear, like essentially, is like not being in a romantic relationship, like not finding love again, or that feeling of like be like
Noah's being, congratulating
oh my
herself.
God, Noah, I guess.
Okay, wait. I want to say though.
I wish I didn't reveal. Oh shit!
No,
you
it's fine.
You nailed it.
Okay, so in the beginning of the podcast, you kind of threw me off because you said that not working hard enough was your biggest fear.
I know I said that.
It's one of those.
I knew I said that. Yes, that is. Yeah, being perceived as lazy, which is also being dirty.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about it really hard, and I think that your biggest existential fear is not having companionship. I didn't narrow it down just to like a romantic relationship, but I think friendships are very important to you.
Yes.
And your biggest fear would be not to have companionships.
Yes. Yes. But I also I think it's really like someone that like loves me like romantically and like
for even your dirty parts.
Yeah, like loves me, accepts me no matter what. And like that, I mean, that is why when I feel that way, like I've only felt that way really once in my life. But when I feel that way, like I cry because it's just so like I didn't know I could feel this or like feel like so loved and like loved in a way that like the way my dad loves me. But like it, like the way he looks at me, like I could do no wrong. Like you're so cute. Like everything you do is a miracle. That kind of love. But also with like the heat, the romantic heat, like that kind of
so dad plus heat.
Yeah, but I mean like there's girls
command D command
Sierra
D-Y.
And fucking
no command DH.
No, but like the way your parents love you, that kind of unconditional love, I've never had that from a romantic partner where I just felt so like deeply cherished. And I've only felt it one time and it made me cry because I was like, oh, I didn't know this was out there. Yeah. It was very thrilling. And it's not just one person that can provide that. Like if you can find that in multiple people in your life. And I plan on it again. But a fear is never finding that again because it feels so good.
I know. It really does.
You'll
I'm
find it.
I'm feeling it these days.
You'll find it.
Yeah. That's so fun. Final thought. You're feeling it these days.
I mean, you know, it's like little things you can do with a girl you're dating or seeing where you've never had whatever. You didn't have to talk. But we went to a gym this morning. She had to go to work. So I went with her to the gym at 7 a.m. I usually would go at 10. I would never go at 7.
Yeah, I was wondering why you went so early. And then you were like, oh, it's because I wanted to go with her.
Yeah.
I don't want to say her name. Brad. Yeah.
Which
we'll
we've
Brad
already
today.
Said her name, I think, because she got like a bunch of new followers on Instagram.
Yeah,
which,
oh, right.
But whatever. Let's just call her Bradley.
Yeah, Bradley.
More feminine.
Oh, my God. So you went and worked out with Bradley this morning.
Dude,
so you could like share that together. That's so
it
fun.
It is something like we accomplished this like workout together, which was awesome. Also, looking at her in workout clothes turns me on in a whole new way because I see her in a different light.
Like
than
strong,
just, like, coming
killing
over.
It in this class.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she fucking whooped my ass in the running section. And I like getting my ass whooped. You know that. It turns me on. I like getting beat down a little bit. You know, but I beat her in the other things, you know, whatever. Like, I like
yeah,
a nice
man,
balance.
You have strength, like, built into your DNA that she doesn't. So the fact that she could even compete against you in those other things is actually pretty impressive. And actually, if you adjust for, like, her being a woman,
yeah.
She probably kicked your ass.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
In terms of what she was able to achieve for her, like...
And we had so much fun. And then, like, I dropped her off. And, like, I've been known to call her a bitch, but, like, in a really, like... Like, I think in an endearing way,
yeah.
But I don't know if there's an endearing way to say bitch. I think there is.
I think it's too cutesy. And if a guy called me bitch, I'd be like, I'm not your friend. Let's not do this.
Oh, okay.
I hate it. And I think it's a way that men do, like, communicate with women sometimes because they're scared of how... like
how much,
much they're
like,
feeling
yeah,
for
yeah.
that person. So they will call them like bitch or bro. And
yeah.
So they like deflect that feeling because it's scary to feel that way about someone.
So I was just like, later, bitch. When
so
I dropped
said, later,
her
cunt.
Off, I go, later, bitch. And I go, I mean, the other day I really did say wish instead of bitch in a sentence. She goes, call me a bitch again. I go, no, I called you a witch. No, I called you. I said wish. And she goes, I think you said bitch. So it's like this ongoing thing. And then I didn't think of it. So when I said bye to her, I go, later, bitch. And I go, I mean, wish. I mean, she goes, I'm never talking to you again. I go, all right, see you tomorrow. She goes, see you tomorrow. Like,
yeah.
And those little things, I know it sounds like so cheesy, but like the connection you have of like humor where it's a little, you know, dark a little bit. And
yes.
I don't know. It's just fucking,
oh,
it's
so
that
special.
Kind of shit is awesome.
Oh, it's the best. Inside jokes and just like, yeah, just like new love is true. truly the best feeling in the world, or like finding it and being excited about someone and like getting butterflies when you are about to see them. Like, it's the best fucking drug like ever. It is my favorite feeling in the world, is feeling like horny and excited and like intimate with someone. And it's the only drug I can't buy. Like, I cannot buy it.
I mean, you searched.
I can buy someone to fuck me. I can fly someone to fuck me, but I can't. You cannot buy someone to love you. And it's just funny. I realize it is a drug that I don't let myself indulge in, because I'm not going to be, I can't ever get it. I can't find it. It takes too much for me to find someone to have that. But if I do, man, that's, and I think I scare guys away sometimes because I'm just like, oh, holy shit, I found the drug. I found it. Like, I don't want the stash to dry up. I want to buy the whole supply just in case, you know, they go out of business and I like go all in. And because I'm so excited that I found this feeling. And then it's wild how those feelings can kind of start to fade if you just give it time. So it's, I'm in a different place now. It's true. Like, time makes things like kind of
Command
go away.
T. It's
Command
done.
Y. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow on the podcast, the last day of the week. But then we'll be back next week. Get your friends into it. Write into us. Leave us a voicemail. Nikki Glaser Pod. Get tour tickets now. Pre-sale code is one night with one night. All one word, one night. And you can get it at NikkiGlaser.com/tour. Andrew will be there. See you then.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It'll be so cash. But also cash.
But cash too.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.